dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
yell! Freedom! Freedom!
We're gonna ring that bell! Freedom to rock!
Freedom. That's Alice Cooper. And it's Independence Day weekend right now. So here in the United States, we'll be celebrating 241 years of freedom come Tuesday, July 4th. That was Alice from 1987's Raise Your Fist and Yell. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for stopping by and checking out another episode. We're going to keep the rock rolling right now with a band called Badlands. If you remember Badlands, they had their debut album in 1989. Ray Gillen on lead vocals, Eric Singer on drums, and fresh out of Ozzy, Jake E. Lee on guitar. This is a track called Highwire. Rocking that high wire with Badlands. The late, great Ray Gillen there belting out the vocals. Jake E. Lee playing the guitar. Eric Singer on drums. And Jake E. Lee, after a long absence, he came back with a band called Red Dragon Cartel. I'll try to get some of that material in a future episode. They've got, I believe, one album out and are currently working on album number two. Eric Singer, meanwhile, after Badlands, ended up in Kiss. And in 1997, Kiss put out a record called Carnival of Souls, The Final Sessions, and it was a little heavier and darker, I felt, than a lot of Kiss material up to that point, especially after their late 80s output. So I'm going to turn you on to a track right now, because I know this album didn't sell a whole lot, so chances are you haven't heard this song. From Kiss, with Eric Singer on drums, this is a track called Rain.
You want
Kiss, 1997, Carnival of Souls. That was a track called Rain. And I don't know what you thought, but every time I listen to this album, I think, you know, as they influenced many, many bands, I think the grunge stuff that had been happening for the last few years prior to this recording, I think that influenced Kiss, because I hear a lot of those elements in that record all the way through. All right, this is the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we play music you will not hear on the radio that radio likes to ignore. And I try to play new stuff and some nostalgic stuff, including from Chicago acts. And next up, I've got a Chicago band that also went on a long hiatus, kind of like Jakey Lee did after Badlands. It's a band called Social Act, and they're back out playing again. The lead singer and kind of the creative force behind Social Act was a guy named Ellis Clark, so he's back out at it. But this goes back to 1990. This is a track called DJ Nasty.
We'll be right back.
DJ Nasty, Chicago Rocker's social act right there. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with some Judas Priest. Gary, you out there? You still in a Judas Priest frame of mind? If you are, this is for you, buddy. This is from 1988's Ram It Down. This is heavy metal.
We'll be right back.
heavy metal. Judas Priest from 1988's Ram It Down. Great record all the way through there. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are checking out the Radio Bypass Podcast. And I'm going to keep playing music that you're not hearing on the radio. Going to go now to 2014 for a band, or a record from a band called Kix. They put out an album called Rock Your Face Off. This is the title track. We're going to rock your face off right now.
We're out to spread the news, you people in the seats. We're coming after you, gonna get you on your feet.
Rocking your face off. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling right now with some Chicago rock from a band called Paradox. In 1985, they released an EP called Plan of Attack. This is a track called Live Free or Die.
Fight. It seems to me
Red X, Live Free or Die. What a great tune from a great band. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we're going to keep music moving through with something from Brad Whitford and Derek St. Holmes. The other night, Thursday night, I don't know if any of you caught this because it was a one-night-only showing in movie theaters, but there's a documentary called Hired Gun, and it finally had a night in the theaters Thursday night. So I went to go see it, and I know most of the people in it and know their histories pretty good or pretty well, but even I learned a thing or two that I didn't know before. Definitely a great, well-done documentary. If you did not get to see it, eventually I assume it'll be on Netflix or on DVD or something. I highly recommend checking it out. The documentary is called Hired Gun, and it's basically about all the musicians that have played on your hit records or hit records that you've heard that you don't necessarily know who the players are, and unless you're a geek like me and follow the careers of everybody that's associated with a song that you like, because that's what I do, but I know most people don't. So that's kind of what this was all about, talking with guys like that that have been in supporting roles but have probably been blasting out of your radio for years and you didn't, you know who it was. And one of those guys is Derek St. Holmes. He was the lead singer for Ted Nugent's band for a long time, left for a long time. Now he still does some shows with Ted again. But most of the songs that made Ted Nugent the huge star that he became, most of the ones that were the big hits on radio were all sung by Derek St. Holmes. And not only were Derek's vocals important, but he's quite a guitar player in his own right as well. So his guitar parts on those songs were, I feel, very critical to how those songs sounded. So Derek was interviewed a little bit in this documentary. So again, if you get a chance, check it out, Hired Gun. But right now, we're going to go to 2015, Derek St. Holmes and Brad Whitford from Aerosmith reunited to do a record called Reunion. And from that release, this is Gotta Keep On Moving.
See you sometime, walking home.
Staying home, sounding great on the lead vocals there. Brad Whitford's guitar work sounding awesome as well. And what I was saying about Derek being a supporting player that was important to Ted Nugent's overall sound and his songs, same could be said for Brad Whitford. Joe Perry gets most of the notice as Aerosmith's guitar player, but Brad's parts in there are equally important. So that's from a great record they did in 2015 called Reunion. I highly suggest you go buy that one. Great record. All right, I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, and this is episode 22, and I have to wrap it up, unfortunately. So being that here in the United States, we're getting ready to celebrate Independence Day in a couple of days on July 4th, I'm going to end things with one of my favorite newer bands, the Dead Daisies, but they're actually covering an old song from Grand Funk Railroad. So I'm going to leave you with one called We're an American Band, but the Dead Daisies version. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next Sunday.